Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 716, make it 14, up 3/4. September, 716, up 1/2. July wheat, the soft variety, 588 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. September, 598 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. July corn, 441 and 3/4, down 5 1/4. September, 437, down 6. December, 441 and 1/2, down 6. March at 15, 452 and 1/4, down 6. Go out to July at 466, down 5 1/4. July soybeans, 1428, up 2 1/4. August, 1372 and 1/4, up 2 3/4. September, 1259, down 1. November, 1222, up 3/4. July, soybean meal, 466.40, down 150. August, 442.80, down 60. July, soybean oil, 39.70, up a penny. August, 39.80, now 81, up 3 cents. June, live cattle, 147.52 and a half, down 7 and a half. August feeder cattle, 208.15, it's unchanged. July lean hogs, 126.17 and a half, down 82 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets on this Monday morning is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
There's nothing much to recommend to the bulls, it looks like, in the corn market today.
Well, a little disappointing, you know, after Friday's trade there, if that is it, maybe we can hold together here and see a little bit more of a short covering bounce, but that's probably what the market saw there on Friday, some short covering. Given those gains back plus more, ideas are crop conditions report this afternoon is going to show strong, good, excellent category. So yield potential's there, no real adverse weather in the forecast over the next week or two. Then, too, you know, more talk of China and these DDGs and so forth. So trades back to buying beans, selling corn, buying wheat, sell corn. Dow, sell corn. Buy bonds, sell corn. So corn's just getting beat up.
Buy shoelaces, sell corn. I wonder, though, is corn due around this time for a cycle low?
Oh, man. I'm running out of fingers and toes to count with here. We're getting close to, you know, the 21, 22 week, every 10 weeks. So it's definitely due for a low here. Been 5 months of down off that, well, 5 months off the January low there. Hopefully, you know, six won't be a 6 month low here as we, you know, count further out.
Well, we can't imagine that the corn ratings will go up very much when you're looking in the 70s.
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, historically this time of year, you know, 75, about 80% is about the best you can get, but off the tomb in past history, when it's this good this early, you know, something develops down the road. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as a producer or someone who has corn to sell, you know, you start to don't want to hang on wishing and hoping that something will happen.
I wonder with the lower prices whether or not the investment sector says, aha, time to get in.
Well, one would think so. But the thing is, the investment sector's has trading programs they follow, and right now those trend following devices, which most of them follow, are down. So it's going to take some type of turn in the trend, whether it's a price trend or a weather trend or something change. But right now the trend's lower here as we move into last half of June.
A NOPA report due out later this morning. I suppose we'll learn once again, because we can't remember month to month, that old crop beans are hard to come by.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much a given. Producer sold 150% of his beans there out and kept 150% of the corn. So that's a classic there where but the being strong hands and being demand remains, somewhat stellar for the most part. Basis is broken somewhat. Buyers are kind of going to hand to mouth and through here, and whenever they need some meal, they'll pop up some biz to shake loose the beans. But look for the bull spread to regain some strength in through here. Trades looking at putting on the July no bean spread again here, a dip below this $2 level. Got to quickly move to August because we're going to be fastly approaching mm-hmm. July deliveries here in the next week.
Are these prices rationing old crop beans?
Well, there's none around. I mean, what's left, guys are going to hang on to for a while. I would think probably if they want to shake beans loose, they let the market drop here, and the fear would shake loose old beans. But in order to really ration old beans, you'd have to run on up to the $16 level to really shut off sales completely.
Turn our attention to wheat. Does soft red winter wheat have a 50-cent push lower yet?
Well, it's been straight down just like corn. We're entering the early harvest activity in the southwest. Yields aren't quite as of expectations. Wheat could enter a weather market here if we continue to get too much rain. But when we look at world wheat values and world wheat supplies, it's going to be awful hard to get real bullish wheat. Wheat's probably got another 20 cents down. That would put us close back to the winter lows. And I think that would be enough here where hopefully stimulate some demand. But whenever we stimulate demand on the world scale, it seems these Egypt and these buyers go to other countries.
Ukraine and or Russia. I mean, the Black Sea seems to be the cupboard to go get it from.
Going to the Walmart of the world and... basically, we're just not at a competitive price level right now.
All right. So the question of, like we always end the segment with you, because you're the Monday guy, hedgers. And you always tell us that each individual has their own thing. But I think some general remarks are probably good in here because corn prices are so cheap.
Well, there's opportunity for everybody. It's just a matter of taking advantage of opportunity. If one's nervous about downside risk, we continue to look at the idea of a price floor. One's pretty well sold up. We're getting close to levels here, and the option volatility's come down, premiums come down, where one can replace some ownership in case we get that seasonal scare of weather, which we turn into the 1st of July and through here. So there's several things to look at to sort of enhance your marketing plan. The number one strategy right now for most producers is sell $5 corn calls, December corn calls. The idea, hope that's wrong. If that's wrong, corn would be back to $5. And knowing what we know now, just about every producer or seller would love to have $5 worth of corn. Now, there is risk involved. It's just a trade-off, but that's one way to get the market to go up.
You mentioned the window of opportunity in here. Do you think that, in general, that window will be a little bit later this year, pollination being a little bit later this year? Is that possible?
Well, there's always windows of opportunity. Windows of opportunity, you have to break it down to different regions. The thing is that western belt's still dry. Northeastern Iowa's been missing some of these rains, so... pollination as a whole is going to be watched real closely to determine if we're going to keep that yield above 165 or not.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter, July wheat, 714 up 3/4. Soft July, 587 and 3/4, up 1 3/4. July corn, 442 and a quarter, down 4 3/4. September, 437 and 3/4, down 5 1/4. December, 442 and a half, down 5. July soybeans, 1428 and a quarter, up 2 1/2. August, 1371 and a half, up 2. September, 1258 and 3/4, down 1 1/4. November, at 1221 and a half, up 1/4. July soybean meal, 466.20, down 170. July soybean oil, 39.72, up 3 cents. June live cattle, 147.42 and a half, down 17 and a half. August feeders, 207.92 and a half, down 22 and a half. And June lean hogs are 126.15, they're down 85. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.